Good morning, everyone. How is everybody doing? We're getting on in here. I was messing around a little bit, but we want to make sure we are coming in on all the devices. How's everybody doing on this wonderful, blessed Sunday morning that the Lord has made? Let us get together and rejoice and ask you to come on in this morning. I know many of you are on your way traveling to the house of God on this morning. I wanted to come on live and just share with you Sunday morning empowerment with Elder Pam. It's going to be posted every Sunday morning about 10 o'clock. So hopefully you can catch those of you who haven't gone to church or on their way or getting ready. Those of you who cannot make it out. This is also for you. Those of you who are still having issues with the, from the pandemic and everything like that, and you're not able to get out, I understand. So we're just coming on right now, and I'm just making sure you get all this stuff, learning how to do all this technology, y'all. It is something, okay? So I'm hoping everybody has got the message. They seen it on Facebook that we are here, we are live, and so forth, and that you can just come on and join us and catch us in the replay. If you catch us in the replay, put replay, and so much more. But I thank each and every one of you for coming on this morning. Let me just answer this. I'm going to put on. All right, and we're going to get started. Those of you who know me, I am learning all of this stuff. So, and the connection, it seems like it's moving. So, okay, and just that we are on the air, we are starting now, right? All right. So hopefully we don't have any in and out. Far as with connection, everything. I hope you guys are hearing me loud and clear. For those of you who are coming on, if you can hear me loud and clear, put your thumbs up. Let me know you are receiving this. But welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sunday Morning Empowerment with Elder Pamela Jordan. That is me. And our topic for today that we're going to be talking about, and I'm going to be looking down a little bit because I'm going to read my notes, reading the scripture that we're going to be going into this morning and so forth. So I see you. And as you come in, put your comments. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right. For those of you who are making your way on in there. All right. We're talking about timing. So, timing is so important, and that is what we're talking about today. And the scripture that we're going to be coming from is Matthew's, the 13th chapter. We're going to be reading from verses 24 through 30. That is practically that whole, not that whole chapter, but those few little verses that we're going to be reading about. And so make your way on in. Come on in. I don't want to leave anybody out. Just a minute. We're not going to share. We're going to, what I used to do that I haven't done in a while is, and you guys, this is how y'all know I haven't done this in a minute. But come on in. Those of you who are out there, just make your way on in. Come on in. The connection is kind of, I don't know, moving slow, but hey, we're going to get this done the way God says, get it done. So make your way on in. All right. Come on in. I'm just letting a few people know before we get started. Make your way on in, okay? And hopefully you guys will come on in and enjoy this conversation on this morning. All right, tell a friend, tell a neighbor. All right, we're kind of getting back into the groove of things and everything. All right, guys. Hey, Miss Maggie. Thank you, Pastor Maggie, for coming in, joining us. Good morning. So what we're going to be talking about today is timing. time. I'm not going to keep you long. All right. Order. You know, my favorite saying is, I don't know how the Spirit of God moves. So whatever the Spirit of God moves, that's the way we flow. All right. So good morning, Miss David. Good morning, Kalala. Good morning. Sorry, I missed you guys yesterday. I know you guys had an awesome time yesterday at the prayer breakfast. I know it was beautiful. So, but we're going to jump in. We're going to be talking about timing. Timing. All right. Time, and we're coming from the scripture, Matthew, the 13th chapter, verses 24 through 30. If you can hear me, just put your thumbs up, some hearts. Let me know you guys can hear me loud and clear. All right, we're talking about timing. And we're going to start from Matthew, the 13th chapter, 24th verse through the 30th verse. All right. Jesus told them another parable, and I'm going to be reading from the King James Version. Okay, so you guys just follow along. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I would tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it to my barns." And many of you know this story. It has been preached many of times. It has been taught many of times. And I know I've taught it many a times. But one thing I learned, guys, and when you're listening and moving in the Spirit of God and you've got a relationship with God, He will begin to speak to you about the same scripture. Hold on, guys. My lighting just kind of died on me. Don't worry. Come on now. There we go. I can see y'all now. I can see y'all now. All right. God will give you the same scripture. You may have read it a million times, but each time you read it, God will give you different revelations for that one scripture in different many ways. And a lot of times it's for that season that you are in. You may say, "Well, last year I read that scripture. He gave me something else. 10 years ago, I read that scripture, gave him something else," and so forth. But each time, sometimes he gives us the same scripture to be referenced to what we are dealing with at this time in this season of our lives. And I'm talking about timing because timing is so important. Last year, I'm going to share this little testimony. We're going to keep it moving. You know, I was dealing with some situations, some things, and God had to keep sit me down to keep reminding me it's all about time. It's not in your time, and He kept saying, but it's in my time. Your time and my time don't work together. Your time and my time don't coincide. My time is a hurry up, rush, let's get it done, Lord, why you taking so long? God says in His time, it may run slow. In His timing, and when His time happens, it happens for a reason. It is the time, and a lot of times we move ahead of God, and we do things way ahead of God. Sometimes God has to tell us, roll back. Because as we learn, there's a process, there's a preparation, there's some planning, and so much forth that is happening. And timing is so important. So, you guys may hear this several times from me, and I've been teaching on this, been talking about this, because He began to really deal with me last year. And as we go in through the end of the year and coming to the new year, it's all about time. We live in a world where everything is quick, quick, fast, hurry, hurry. We got to have it this way, God. And sometimes God don't move like that. And God said things don't move until He's ready for things to move. And so we're talking about timing. We're going to be breaking this down. And hopefully the next couple of Sundays, I can get more in depth because it is a lot to talk about. So I'm going to give you three things and you can write them down. Like I said, this is your Sunday empowerment session. We used to call it Sunday school. Basically, that's what it is. All right. We're going to call it our Sunday morning empowerment session, hopefully to get you ready before you go to the house of God, because this is the very first thing, and I hope it's a word of encouragement for each and every one of you. So three things that we're going to be going over and talking about. The first one is seed, second one is wheat, and the third one is bread, all right? We're going to talk about seed today, because within the scripture, it talks about planting seeds, and seeds are so important, and as we get into the scripture, And when we talk about seeds, there are many different types of seeds. As I was studying this, I'm not a farmer. I don't go and do all that stuff. So if there's some farmers out there, some ground tools and all that stuff, hit me up, make sure I'm saying some right things. But I had to do a little research. But seeds, I didn't know there was different types of seeds. There are large seeds and there are small seeds. And each seed has its purpose. There are different fruits and vegetables that come from different seeds. And you need to know and know what seeds as a farmer, what to plant at that time. And if his harvest is to be planted in this season, he may want to plant seeds for tomatoes. Next season, he may want to plant seeds for cucumbers. You know, whatever it is, some beans or whatever is being planted. They have to know what seeds to plant for that season in that time, because that seed is what's going to produce that harvest for that next time, next season that's coming up. Because there are different harvest times, you guys. There are different seasons of the harvest, and I want to get on to that. But there are different times where, even in the Bible, there were different times when the harvest was being planted and was being groomed. They didn't harvest just at the beginning of the year. Remember, our time frame and the Greek and Hebrew time frame is totally different. So when we're thinking that we're in the right season of planting our seeds, they have already planted their seeds. Their seeds have already sprouted up and so forth. So there are different time frames. So when you're planting a seed, there are many plants, as I said, that grow. And depending on what your result and what you want, you got to know what type of seed to plant. And it depends on that. What type of harvest do you want? And you may be saying, well, what does that have to do with me? What is that? Because when you begin to think about it, what kind of harvest do you want for your life? Where are you trying to go? What is it that you want to do? That's going to depend on what seed that you're planting. If you're out here planting negative seeds and you're around negative people and you're around all this negativity planting in you, They're planting negative seeds. So your harvest is going to be negative. But if you want the harvest that God has for you, you got to begin to plant those seeds. And sometimes the seeds that he wants to plant may be connections and the seed of meeting people, the seed of planting, the seed of being still. But God needs to plant some seeds into some folks, because your harvest is about to come, but you ain't got nothing. You're wondering why things are not happening, and you're wondering why, you know, blessings are not coming, and we hear all of this stuff and happening and people getting this and people getting that. Well, some of them planted some seeds and they figured out, Lord, what seeds do I need to plant for this harvest? Because this may not be the harvest for you to get a brand new car. This may not be the harvest for you to get a new house. This may not be the harvest for you to get a home or whatever. This may be the harvest of the seed that you need to plant to grow with Christ, to make your relationship closer to him. So this is the season. This may be your harvest time, where God is saying, I need you to plant the seed of spiritual growth so you can grow spiritually, so you can get connected to me. So he'll begin to cut off the weeds and he begin to move away the things. And now remember, in our scripture, he told them not to pull the weeds before you pulled it. You know, they were so quick to come in. I'm getting ahead of myself because I get excited with the word of God, because the word of God makes you excited. But when they went and they found it, see, before they went out and planted the wheat, and they didn't know that the weed was already there. The weed was there also, but they didn't see the weed until they began to plant the wheat and began to go out and water the wheat, where that the weed began to spring up. And so you got to understand, what seed do you want to plant in this harvest of your life? This, you're just beginning the year. What seed are you trying to plant? What seed do you want God to grow? And you got to begin to step back and say, okay, Lord, in this harvest of my life, in this season of my life, what is it? And it may not be those things that you got. You may be those little, you've been planting little seeds and you've been getting little blessings. Somebody's saying, you know what? I'm tired of these little blessings. I want some big, well, plant some big seeds. Big seeds bring big blessings. What are you planting? What are you putting in the ground? What are you putting in the atmosphere? What are you putting in your prayers? What are you praying and asking God for? We serve a big God. We don't serve a little God. And he's sitting there waiting for some of us to give him some big thing. He said, y'all keep praying for these little bitty things. I can do that. I can do that. I want you to pray for some stuff so I can show my glory and show who I is to those who adopt some manifestations and stuff. So God is saying, y'all stop praying for these little, y'all asking me for little bitty things. And the little bitty says, and it's okay if you're just getting in this thing and you're just learning and you're just a babe in Christ. You may begin to plant little seeds, but as you grow in this thing, it's time for you to grow and manifest yourself in God. Begin to pray for God for some big things, because you serve a big God who can do some big things, and begin to plant some big seeds. You've been planting little bitty seeds. And a lot of times we plant the little bitty seeds because of fear and lack of faith. And we're scared to move forward. We're scared to trust God. We're scared to let go and let God do what he needs. We say it all the time. We quote, girl, let go and let God. Let go and let God. But are you really letting go and letting God? Or are you holding back? You got a bag of seeds, and all you keep doing is putting down these little bitty seeds, and you wonder why you're getting these little bitty blessings. Where that your sister or brother in Christ, they're planting big seeds because they know they serve a big God, and they know that God is going to do big things, and they're believing and trusting God big this year, and so they start to manifest a big harvest. And you looking across the field at your harvest, and your harvest is little, and then you look over there at your sisters and brothers in Christ, and you say, well, God darn it, their harvest is big because they planted big seeds. Now, do you want the little seeds? It's all right. That's okay. You do you, boo. But I'm in here at a point in time and saying, Lord, I'm ready to plant some big seeds. I'm ready to build some big trust, because I know you are a big God and you can do big things if we believe and trust and pull the reins off of God. So this, in this story, you know, we got to select the seed. What type of seed do you need? What type of harvest do you want to have? You got to begin to ask yourself that. The year has just started. God is giving us a fresh rain. God is saying, okay, it's time for you to go out and tend your field. What do you want? And it's okay to ask God. It's okay. These folks out here that keep telling y'all, you ain't supposed to ask God for anything. You ain't supposed to do that. No. God wants you to ask him. God wants you to begin, because that's part of prayer. That's part of your prayer. Okay, but we know we don't want to just ask all the time in prayer. But God is saying that some of y'all out here, y'all need to start to ask God. Stop talking about, I know you can't ask God for this. And no, that's the type of God he wants you to ask, so he can show who he is, so he can manifest himself and let you know who he is. Trust him. Walk on faith. Believe him. Believe him for his word. We can quote the 66 books. We can quote scriptures behind scriptures. But do we believe the scriptures that we are quoting? Do we believe we serve a big God? So tell God. Ask God. What you want? What seed do you want to plant? If you want a big harvest, get a big seed. So you get, you know, you begin to plant, and you got to choose from them. And you get, you know, if you go to a nursery, and those of you who are farmers and stuff, it's better to plant a seed than go to the nursery where the plant is already grown. Okay? Who wants that? Now, some of you may want that, but you're missing the excitement and the manifestation of the process. There's a process when a farmer or someone goes out and plant a seed in their field. And it's a process and a joy to see the hard work that you put in and see that harvest grow. So that's no different than you walking your spirit and walking you. When you begin to plant that seed and you do it and you do the work, and you go through the process and begin to see at the end of the process, the manifestation that God has for you. And you look back and say, I got through that when I thought it was hard when it first started, but I began to trust and believe in God. And he walked me through the process. And now I'm at the end of the process and I can step back and say, oh my God, I made it through. Lord, I thank you, because yeah, I'm being honest with you, Lord. I was a little bit scared for a moment. I was a little bit shaky, Lord. My trust kind of got down, but you kept telling me, trust and believe and hold my hand. And I I got you and I'm carrying you through this. Those are my footsteps in the sand, not yours. And when you believe God and say, you know what, God, I'm going to hold on and trust you because I know that you're able and you wouldn't do this and you wouldn't have me go through this and not that you wouldn't walk me through it. We got to believe and trust God no matter what you go through. God got your hand. God got your back and he's going to carry you through. But he can't carry you through if you don't trust him. He can't carry you through if you don't allow him. He can't carry you through if you sit back with your arms folded, being stubborn, talking about, I got this, I got this. And God said, you ain't got nothing. You need my help. I got this. I you know, I can get through this tragedy the way I always get through the tragedy. And God saying, those ways that you did was not good. I need you to trust me and grab my hand and allow me to walk you through the process. And so it's a difference of you going to the market and picking up your seeds and buying the packets of your seeds and going out there and tilling the ground yourself because you're doing the work and nobody's doing the work for you. And that's the difference between those of us out there who are doing the work and those of y'all that's out there that's going to the front nursery and getting the stuff that's already been planted. And all you got to do is put it in the ground, close it up, and it's already there. And you lying and telling everybody, girl, I grew them tomatoes. Girl, they look good. And all you did was go and buy the tomatoes from the Lowe's or the Home Depot. When there's those of us out there went out there and bought the seeds from the Home Depot, went and bought everything they needed to do to till the ground, got out there on their knees, got digging in the dirt, got planting the seeds. They did the work. Because it's a process in order for that seed to be manifested. And it's a process for the seed to be manifested in your life. But you got to do the work. This is not the five-finger discount. You ain't getting the five-finger discount when you want it. Well, can you do it for me? And then I take the credit. No, God don't work like that. You got to go through the process. And there are some people out there that don't want to go through the process. Yes, I'm not going to sit here and tell you the process is not easy. The process is hard, but it can be easy when we begin to trust God. Yes, the process is fearful because this is a process and that you haven't been through before. You never went through this before. Because if you went through this before, you would know how to deal with it. But right now, you never went through this before. So this is something new. You know, and you're like, oh my God, how do I get through this, Lord? This, I don't know. And God is saying, trust me. Take your seed. Follow my directions. Because if you not know, guys, on the back of those seeds packet, it's actually directions of how to plant the seed. And that's the same thing with the Word of God. The Word of God is our direction. And God will give you the directions of how to plant your seed. When to water. It's all important. So, you got to ask yourself, I want to be the one that goes and buy my seed? I may not know what the seed is, and I'm looking at this pack, and they're telling me this is going to be a hard plant to grow, but God is telling me get that seed anyway. And I'm looking like, Lord, this is a hard one, but God is saying plant that seed, do what I say do, and watch it manifest as something big and great. Or do you want to be the one that goes and says, you know what? I want that plant that's already grown. I don't got time to do this. Timing is everything. I don't have time to be planting no seeds. I ain't got time to be watering nothing. I ain't got time to be making it got sunlight. I ain't got time to be giving it food. Well, you know what, y'all? That is how we do our spiritual walk in our life with God. We sit there, I don't have time to read my word. I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to fast. I don't have time to go to church. Timing is everything. God works in time. So you have to make time. And part of the process is time. So let's keep on moving here. So now you got your seeds. Now you're ready to go. The next step is get you a container. Okay? Many of you out there know farming. Get you a container. And what I mean, but be careful where you plant your seeds. Okay? If you plant your seed directly in the outdoor, you're probably saying, ain't I supposed to be planting my seed in the outdoors? Not at the first moment. When you get your seed, you want to get a container to contain and hold your seed, okay? So it can get started to grow. You don't want to take your seed and just go on outside and throw it all in the dirt and start that way. And the reason why is because birds, any kind of animals that live off seed, they're going to come and eat your seed up. Come on, and didn't the scripture just tell us that? How the weeds, so they're going to eat your seeds. So you go out there and you just throwing your seeds out, all willy-nilly. Throwing your ministry, throwing your gifts, all over the place. You all over the place. You doing all kind of stuff. That's storing your seed all over the place. And when you do that, what's happening is those who are not for you are eating up your seed. They're sucking you dry. They're getting all information from you. They're doing this. And God didn't tell you to do that. And so when you go and do your harvest and you're throwing your seeds out there, the birds come and pick it up at night or during the day. And you looking like, I just put all them seeds out there and they gone. So you got to put them in a container. You got to find somewhere to go to get taught. You got to be taught. You got to get in your word. You got to get that seed. Your seed is your anointing. Your seed is your gift. Your seed is what God has planted in you. It has to be in a container and contained first. So you got to go somewhere to be taught. I don't know if it's school, whatever it needs to be. Find a church home. Find a mentor. Find something. But your seed, you got to put it in a container. And the container is to protect it. Okay, many of you have gifts and talents that God has given you, but you're not even serving God. So he can't protect that which he's given you. So you out here fighting the system and trying to get by. And God is saying, you know what? I gave you that seed. That seed is within you. But you don't have it protected by a container. You're out there doing everything that is underneath the sun that you can do. And it's not protecting the seed that I put in you. So when we get that seed, we put it in a container, and that container is what will, it'll start to grow within the container. It'll start to begin to manifest itself. That seed will start to get root. The roots will start to grow because they need to lock onto something. So that's just the same thing you in your spiritual walk. You need to lock onto something. You new in this thing. You are babe in this thing. And some of you that are not babes in this thing, you got to find somewhere where your roots can lock in and learn from. It may not be, you may be like, well, I don't know. I want to go there. No, sometimes God puts you in places for a season and a time because you need to learn the basics. So you need to put your roots somewhere so your roots can grow, so they can be nourished, so they can flourish. You need to put your seed somewhere so your seed can be nourished, so your seed can be flourished. I'm looking at the time. Sorry, God. And so it can grow and take root. And so you can learn. You can learn the basics of Christ. Okay? You can learn the basics of your word. You can be guided of what the Bible is all about. Some people don't even know the 66 books. They don't even know half of the Bible. They may know one or two books, and they out there now I'm going crazy and doing all kind of foolish stuff. And God is saying you need to get somewhere and get contained. A container contains. It protects. And when it's time for you to go and when that seed manifests itself and when that seed starts to get too big for the container and the roots start to bust out, now it's time for you to get planted out in the field. So then you can begin to grow even more and bigger. Okay, so the container is so important. So be careful of who or where you plant your seed that God has given you. Be careful of who or where you plant the seed that God has given you. Okay, you know, each one of us have a seed of an anointing in your life. You have a calling. Your gift is your seed. Be careful where you go with your seed. Okay, if you're not going somewhere where they're helping you to grow your seed, helping you to get your seed to sprout up, then you need to find some place where you can get rooted and grounded in the word of God that's going to help your seed grow. Your gifts manifest itself. You know, they help nourish your gift, not prostitute your gift, but help nourish your gift. That's two different things. Okay, we got to start helping people grow in their gifts. We see their gifts and talents, but we don't help them grow. We prostitute them. We use them. And they're still learning their gifts. They don't understand their gifts. But you see the gift and you're ready to take them and use them. But you're not teaching them how to nourish the gift, how to make the gift manifest itself. Because the gift has to get rooted. So sometimes you have to find a home, a church home, and get rooted in there. Get busy. get your, so the roots can get sprinkled and grow and fed. Now, if you go somewhere and they're not feeding your roots, they're not watering you, they're not giving you good soil, you're going to have a problem. You may die. Because think about it. If a plant doesn't have good soil, and that's our next thing we're going to, that's the next one, number three, is the soil, is the seed starting mix. It could be potting soil. For those of you, you know what I'm talking about. If you got plants and you're planting your, you're putting your flowers in those spots, you got potting soil, and there's something called seed starting mix, okay? And the seed starting mix also has everything that they need, the nutrition, and it helps you to start that flower, that plant, and that seed begin to grow. So you got to get into good soil. And the good soil is the house of God. Find a house of God that has good soil. Because if you're in bad soil, you're not going to grow. You're not going to grow. Okay? You got to be in good soil. And sometimes the soil in the seasons, as time and seasons change, you know, it gets hot and that soil may dry up. But sometimes you got to stay there. You got to stay through the process and get what God has for you and what God is trying to teach you at that moment. So a container, finding good soil, good potting soil. And the number one thing we know about plants is what? Water. Water. You need the water. Who is the water? God is the living water. The word is the water. You need the word of God. You need God in your life. If you don't have him in your life, you are a plant that's just withering away. You need the water of God. God is the living water. Without him, how can you survive and live in the day and time that we living in? Some of y'all are thirsty out there. Some of y'all are dehydrated. Some of y'all are them flowers that got brown leaves on one side and a little bit of green on the other. And it seems like all the brown leaves are taking over the green leaves. And you got one green leaf that's standing in there that's trying to fight. That's what somebody is. Some of y'all right now, your spiritual man is fighting. He's trying to stay alive. But you ain't watered him with any word. You ain't watered him with prayer. You ain't watered him with fasting. And that one little flower, how many of y'all seen them flowers or have them in your house right now? You're looking at right now like, Lord, no, she must be looking at this flower over here. I've been trying to grow and grow, and this flower ain't trying to grow. There's something that you're not doing. You're not tilling the ground. You're not flipping that soil. You're not feeding it. And that's the same thing we are spiritually. You know, we got to feed our souls. We got to till our anointing. You got to be watered by the word of God, and God waters you. And that is the thing that helps grow. You will grow is the water. And that's reading the word of God. Getting close, a close relationship with him. Not a relationship that you the one that go out there and buy the tomatoes that's already been planted at Lowe's and throwing in your ground. That's not connecting you with God. When you're connecting with God, your roots are in the ground. It's connecting to the dirt. Your roots are connected to God. You're building a relationship with God. That's what we're talking about. And when you build that relationship with God, he begins to water you with his word. Not something that you bought offline and calling yourself this and that, and God ain't watered you, God ain't called you, God ain't picked you, God ain't did nothing, there ain't no God in it. You just bought it so you could show off. It takes more than that. You got to get a relationship with him. So we're talking about timing. And it's timing in the process of allowing your plant and allowing yourself to grow into what God has for you. It's time. It takes time. But there is a process. Just as we're talking about these seeds, and just as we're talking about the flower and the plant, it is timing. It takes time to grow in Christ. You got to be patient. Patience is killing folks because we don't want it. But it takes time to grow in Christ. Good morning. I'm Teresa and Glenda, Denise and Maggie. Thank you guys for joining us. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Timing, it takes time to grow in this thing. Many of us that have been called, many of them, we didn't do this stuff. That didn't happen overnight. It take time. It was a process. And I'm here to tell you, the process was not easy. But we went through the process because we wanted bigger. We serve a big God. And we wanted to plant big seeds. We weren't planting the little bitty seeds. And we know God has something for you, but you gotta go through the process, and the process takes time. You cannot rush. I'm here to tell you, you cannot rush the process. And I don't care how much you try to rush God, it ain't happening. It ain't happening. You can rush and try to rush God all you want, but all you're going to do is hold up your process even longer. Because we serve a good God and a smart God, and he knows you're not ready for what you're trying to rush into. So God is saying, you're going to go through this process, and you got to go through the process. And it takes time, but it's what you do in the process. What are you doing in the process of time? When a farmer is planting that seed, it takes time for those seeds to manifest themselves in that ground. That's why there are different harvest seasons and different times where they plant different harvests, because everything's not going to come up quick fast. See, many of them, their harvest that they planted last year is just not coming up this year. Or some of them, the harvest, depending on what they planted maybe 2 years ago, may just now be coming up, because it all manifests itself on the weather, the season, the soil, all the things we've been talking about, the water. If we go through a dry season and there's no rain, that seed can't sprout himself out in that field. And so what that farmer has to do is probably go out there and water himself, because he needs that seed to manifest himself. And so that's the same thing with you. You may be in a season where you somewhere that you ain't getting fed and you getting dry. Well, you got to have to get out there and put some seed on that thing, some water on. That means you need to go water yourself with the word of God. That means you need to go water yourself in prayer. That means you're going to water yourself in fast. That means you got to get yourself closer to God, get in his word. Pray, get a better relationship, get the Holy Ghost and get the Spirit of God in you, because this is all water for your soul. This is all the stuff that waters you to get you to where you need to be. Okay, we want people to come and do it, but you got to do it yourself. That farmer will look at this and say, man, look, we ain't had no rain in a couple of days, and I got a harvest that got to come forth. That farmer going to go out there and find where he can get some water, and he's going to get out there and work his harvest. He's going to go out there and till his ground. He's going to get up early in the morning to make sure everything is okay. He's going to make sure no animals been in there. You got to do that with your own spiritual walk. You got to fight for your own spiritual walk. Okay, you ain't time to be waiting on everybody else to feed you, and you just sitting back getting full. You got to pray. You got to fast. You got to read your word. You got to get close to God. You got to talk to God. You got to walk with God. You got to get up early in the morning and spend some early morning time with God. You know, because the early morning, my God, many people, we rise up early. Y'all like me, you rise up early. By the time everybody else is up, getting up, you done, basically almost done with your day, or you've gotten your assignment from God for that day. And some of you wake up at a certain time of day and you sitting there like, well, I don't know, I ain't heard from the Lord. I believe there are 8 different timings. I want to say, correct me on that, I'll find out. Of times throughout the night where many of you wake up. And some may wake up, if you like me, I wake up in between the times of 3 and 5. That's the time God begins to speak to me. That's the time that God gives me my assignment. That's the time I begin to praise his timing is everything. It's all about time. There's a time when God will speak to you, but you got to be there to hear what he has to say. He doesn't always come in our time, but he comes in his time. So if you see that your harvest is not being watered, you got to go out there and begin to seek God. Feed it. Feed it with the word. Feed that seed with the word. Feed that seed with the anointing. Feed that seed that God has planted in you. Get busy. Some of y'all, this is your season of getting busy. This is the time that you need to get busy. So your seed, your anointing, your calling is your seed that God has planted in you can get manifested. So as we get ready to close out, I get excited when I get to talk about the word and get to teach about the word. I love to teach the word. I am a teacher. So plant your seed. If you get a seed pack, and as I said, on the back of the seed pack, it has instructions. And it tells the planter, the farmer, or whoever, how to plant that seed. And follow the instructions. Follow the instructions of God. Somebody's out there saying, how do I know I'm hearing from God? You are hearing from God. When you accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you gave your life over to him. He will begin to talk to you when you begin to seek him and read his word. You are hearing him. Sometimes we have to learn how to tune our own thoughts out and everybody else out and hear from God. God will begin to speak and tell you the things, and he will give you instructions. And it may not be a whole lot. He may give you a little bitty instruction. It's okay. Take the instruction. He may give you the first step in this thing. Because when you come to Christ, you're like so excited and you're ready to run, and that is wonderful. But it takes time for you to get to where your mentor is. It gets time for you to get where you see your leader at. It takes time to get there, but you will get there. God has no respectable person. But in that time, and in that season of harvest, and in that process of your seed growing, like that seed that's out in the field, till your ground. Tilling your ground is reading your word. Tilling your ground is praying. Fertilize it. Fasting. Connect with people that are fasting, living for God, that are reading the word, that are walking where you want to walk. Connect. Collaborate. Get with those people who can push you up. I always tell my kids one thing is that if you're the smartest person at the table, you need to get up and move to a table where you're the dumbest person. That means everybody at that table is smarter than you, and you are there to learn from them. That is how your seed grows. Your seed don't grow when you're the only person that's at the table that's smart. Who's watering your seed? Nobody. Get to it. I mean, a lot of times we are scared to move to a table where there are people that are smarter than us because we feel inadequate. We got to change that mentality. Look, I'm going to that table because they are smarter than me, and I want to learn what they got because I want to go where they are because they're thinking big. So I'm coming from this table where I'm the smart. I love y'all, but I got to go over here to this table and be the dumb one for a season because I need to get what they got. And I need them to teach me. And I want to glean on them. But see, we look at the world, have you looking in a negative way. But God said, no, you got to look at it in a positive way. Be around. That's how your seed grows. You got to get around people that got what you want, that are manifesting that. Get with them. Learn from them. Let them teach you. And watch your seed grow. Then when you get smart like them at that table, you're going to move to another table. And where they're going to take you higher. And then pretty soon, you're going to be at the table. People are going to be coming to you and gleaning for you. And you're going to be watering someone else's seed. This is this thing is all about. We're watering each other's seed. Why are you still at this table and you ain't learning nothing? Go to the table where they can teach you something and water your seed and watch your seed grow and watch it blossom and watch it bloom and those pretty flowers and those roses start to bloom. Roses are so beautiful when it's time for them to bloom and the flowers in the summer and spring, and we're looking at them like, oh my God, look how beautiful those roses is. Look how beautiful those flowers are in your garden. And the only way they got there was because what? You nourished them. You fertilize them. You put soil in them. You loved on them. Some of y'all talk to your flowers. Some of y'all love on them flowers and stuff. And then you look through the summertime, you look at your yard, and you look at the beautiful flowers that manifest themselves because you did the work. So why not do that with yourself? Do the work with yourself. So we're going to close out. So we're going to keep things in the correct temperature range, watering your seeds. Keep everything watered. You got to, read your word, pray, fellowship. All this stuff is important, okay, so that your seed can manifest itself. And one thing you have to remember when you plant that seed and you put it in the dirt and everything, and you one thing they do, you're not leaving the dirt all over the place. Once you plant your seed and you plant that seed as far down as you get it, they pack it. Come on now. They pack it so tight that nothing can get in there. You got to pack that thing so tight that nothing can get in there. You got to be packed so tight that negativity can't change your walk with God. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Not man, not my children, not my spouse, not my family, not my church family. Nothing can separate. That's packing that thing down. No matter what you go through, don't let that separate you from God. from your relationship. No matter what you struggling through, no matter who's sitting out there saying why this had to happen to us, why we had to go through this, you were about the enemy telling you to hate God, the enemy telling you that God don't love you because he allowed all these things. Don't you dare allow the enemy to do that. You sit there and you let nothing separate you from the love of God. You know what God said and you know who God is. And you begin to get closer. Sometimes as we close out, things that we go through, situations that happen in our lives, and we want to ask that question, why? And I am the why person of all why persons. But I had to learn it's all about God's timing. And I learned. And you can ask God a question, God, and I'm going to tell you this, God will give you the answer. Sometimes the answer God gives you is not the answer that you want to hear, but it's the answer that you need. But the tragedies and things that we go through, y'all, is for us to grow closer to God. Okay? You're still here because God is giving you time to get closer to him, to love on him, and to allow him to love on you. Things happen in our lives. Tragedy we've seen all over the world. People are losing loved ones. Things are happening. And we look at why? It's because God is trying to talk to you. Like the old saying, God is trying to tell you something. I really believe that. He wants you to get closer to him. Because the closer you get to him, he will begin to tell you, answer your why. And a lot of things is because he needs to show the world who he is, that he is still God. And that he is still on the throne. And that he is still have control over this world, not man. And sometimes we, through our lives and the things and the struggles that we go through, y'all, we kind of ease our way away from God. Because we figure we got it. We can handle it. We got this. We don't need God. He blessed me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And we move farther away. And then God says, you too far out there. It's timing for you to get back close. And so sometimes God has to tailor make things just for you so you can get back to him because you got too far out there. And God is calling your name because he said, I planted some seeds in somebody and some of y'all out there. And it's time for those seeds to grow. And so he's saying, you got way out there. And so now I'm getting you closer to me. So I got to bring some things to tragedy, some things to happen in order for you to call on my name. Because you kind of stopped calling my name. And I need me and you to get like this. Because at one point in time, we were like this. But for some reason, we are like this now. And so I'm here to tell somebody, God is saying, I need you to get me and you need to get like this. We were so close like this that nothing could get in. There was a game we used to play with kids and nothing could get in there. But now some of y'all are so like this where you're allowing things to get in. And they're messing up the seed that God has planted in you. And so God is saying, there's a seed I planted in you. And it's time for your harvest. And many of you, he plants some big seeds. But you've been allowing the world to plant some little seeds on top of those big seeds. And that big seed is down there trying to come and sprout up. It's getting itself together. And that time is going to come, as in our story, where it's going to be time to be harvested. And God is going to pull up the little seed. Burn that, because that ain't what he had. And he's going to pull up that big seed. And that big seed is that gift that God has put in you. And he's going to pull it up out. And when it comes out, it's going to be beautiful. The gift will make room for itself. But you got to allow the gifter to do the work. You got to go through the process. It's all about time. There's somebody here, you wondering what's going on because it's not your time. It's time for you to go through the process. God got you. He got your back. He's holding your hand. He's never left you, and he won't never leave you. He's right there with you. But he's got to manifest that seed that he has deposited in you. Okay? So it's been protected. it's been packed down with dirt. That seed is down there, and he packed it down so the enemy can't get in there. But some of y'all been scraping the surface, and God said, leave it down there because I ain't ready. And when it's time, it's going to manifest itself. So some of you, it's time. So as we close out, I thank you guys for joining me. I thank each and every one, Teresa, Toy, all of you guys that came on. This is our Sunday morning empowerment. We're going to try to come on here every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock to just be a blessing. So we'll catch you guys next Sunday. We're going to continue with this teaching because we're going to talk about the wheat. Okay, we talked about planting that seed because many of you already have the seed in you. Okay. But you guys got to till your seed. You got to water it. You got to plant it. You got to contain it. You know, you got to get your seed going. You got everything else been on top of your seed. But that seed been trying to sprout itself up. And it can't do it until you do those things. Read your word. Pray. Seek the face of God. Okay? Seek the house of God. Get mentors. Grow in your word. And to allow your seed to come forth. And then we're going to see what happens when that seed comes forth. We'll talk about wheat next week. As we close up, Father, Lord, we thank you for each and every one that joined us on this morning. As those that are getting ready to go to their house of God or travel or work or wherever they're going, we ask you to touch and bless them. Give them traveling mercies, protect and keep them safe as they go on their journey on today. Lord, I hope that something that I said on today bless someone, that they got a little nugget out of the teaching on today, that it empowered their spirit to think big and to seek big, because you are a big God, and you are a God that loves us and want us to ask for big, because we deserve it, because you are our Father. Father, Lord, I ask you to touch those that do not know you as your Lord and their Lord and personal Savior, that they'll seek you out to be their Lord and personal Savior, to give their lives and surrender lives over to you. And Father, Lord, we thank you for the gathering amongst the saints. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God love y'all. I love y'all. I will see y'all next time. Toy, Teresa, thank you, Maggie, Glenda, Denise, everybody. Thank you guys for coming on. If you're watching the replay, put down in the comment section that you're watching the replay. I will see y'all next time. Y'all also check me out. We have our new She Soars Facebook page. This will be posted up there also. We also have She Soars YouTube channel. That's She, S-H-E, Soars, S-O-A-R-S. Check us out on YouTube. Do, as you always know, like, share with someone. Sign up. Join our Facebook page. Go on over to the Facebook page. Join us because we're going to be posting some of these things over there. And also the YouTube channel will have more different teachers and everything. And also you can catch me on Spreading the Gospel Network. Do that. Google that on Facebook. We come on every Monday at 8 o'clock, spreadingthegospelnetwork.com. And you can hear our teaching on that. We've been teaching about vision. We are in our, this Monday, we're going to be talking about preparation. We've been talking about planning, patience. So this Monday, we're going to be talking about preparation. So you can catch us on spreadingthegospelnetwork.com. And we will be on there at 8 o'clock a.m. for more teaching and so forth. All right. I love y'all. Y'all have a wonderful Sunday morning and allow God to use you in a mighty way. God bless you all. I thank you all for coming. I am sorry, y'all. It's so much going on. Who's on down there? I see somebody got a comment. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, guys. I love y'all. Y'all have a wonderful day. Until next time. Bye-bye.